Hello peeps, good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday the something of November, Monday the 16th of November. Hope you're all well. Wasn't the weather getting worse, isn't it? Boris back with COVID, all going pear-shaped, but Trump won, so don't worry. Okay, what happened yesterday? We went 4-3 in the NFL, maybe somewhat fortunately, but 4-3, so no damage done. We had a winner on the pod horses, so that continued to add to the pot. And we had a late goal at Lagronis, after 70 minutes, if you listened to the pod and did that. Golf was just, I just found it dull and boring. Fair play to him, he played brilliant. You can't fault him, he is by far playing the best in the world at the minute. I put in the pod preview that he's a strong player and that probably one to cover stakes on. He pretty much wrapped it up on Saturday. You were hoping that something might happen yesterday and look like it until he birdied six, was it? I think him got within one, didn't he, after five, and then he birdied six and him bogeyed and it got it back to three, and that was pretty much it then. He's dull to watch though, isn't he? I mean, he doesn't really smile, he just lopes around. I found it incredibly, incredibly dull. I turned it off halfway through the back nine. Just boring. I just thought it was incredibly boring. Obviously not having fans there probably added to the boredom. I know you lot all love it. It's okay. I think people love it more in April because they've been starved of golf through to, but it's just not a patch on the Open for excitement for me. I found it so dull. But fair play to him. Yeah, he won well. Won really well. You know, really, really very good golfer. Very good player indeed. And then I didn't watch it again, but, England, I told you, Belgium were massive. I told you Saturday, I told you again yesterday. Belgium, absolutely massive. I'm telling you, as long as that guy is in charge, the minute he can beat your Montenegros, etc., the minute he runs up against a decent side, they will lose. And if he's there for the next 10 years, that is what will happen for the next 10 years. He is clueless. Completely not fit for the job. Just because he's a nice guy and a yes man. But there you go. Yeah, so 2-0, didn't see it. I mean, probably comfortable 2-0 for Belgium, I would imagine. As I keep saying, I mean, I haven't looked at the betting app, whether it's updated, but whoever's backing us to win the Euros needs some sort of, need putting in an institution for me. I mean, it's a bigger farce than DeChambeau's price. So that covers the weekend. Obviously, we've got more international football this week and then normal football returns on Friday. All the databases and that, I've done them all. They'll all get updated in the Friday upload for Ultimate. Ultimate is now available. A few spaces pro rata. A couple of people asked me. I have said I couldn't change the page fully. I needed to speak to somebody and I couldn't get to speak to them last week. But I've changed the buttons and things, so if you want to join Ultimate, it's pro rata for to the end of the season. There's a few spots just from people who've jacked it in already, and it's not for them, this, that and the other. So if you want to join pro rata to the end of the season, then do so this week, because then we'll close it off again. And if you don't know, fine. Just another Mindset Monday. Oh, doobie-doo-doo-doo. Well, I think some of you are enjoying this, and obviously there's not been any real set path to it, but I've talked about many things. I've talked about your own personal traits, your own strengths and weaknesses. I've talked about noise. I've talked about last time being positive, you know, trying to get some positivity into it, as opposed to the negativity. And just to touch on that, you know, it does come down to social media. I mean, I remember I posted something and somebody said, oh, I don't see that. I get tons and tons of negativity. I've had death threats. I had a bloke on Twitter years ago publicly say he was going to kill me because he'd lost a lather draw. I've had tons of it. I've got people who troll me consistently, non-stop, just obviously set up multiple accounts to follow me because you block them, they've got there, just so they can have a dig all the time. And they're predators. That's what they are. I mean, I studied and have read thousands of psychology books over the last 15, 20 years. because I do think that making yourself mentally tougher and educating yourself against idiots is the only way you combat it. And they are predators. That is what they are. And part of a, you know, from, you know, I said the other day that Trump is a psychopath, and you say that to people and go, well, they associate psychopaths with killing people. It's not. If you look at the definition of psychopath, it is Donald Trump. Whether you love him or hate him, that is the facts of it. He has got psychopathic tendencies by the way he's behaving. But if we take it down, you know, forget Donald Trump and my obsession with him. Let's get back to normal people. People who just have a dig at you there. You know, they're predators. They're the definition of a part of their sort of personality trait is a sort of grandiose... how do I put it? Notion of superiority, and they want to dominate and control everything and everyone around them in order to sort of cover up for their own deep-seated sort of feelings of inadequacy. That's what they are. So a way to do that is to undermine or have a dig at other people because it makes them feel better. Now, part of when you're gambling. You know, gambling we know has got a stigma to it, and you know this has been discussed to the nth degree about how people say you can never win. Other people just don't like it if you say it to them. You know, one of my big issues that I've had in recent years is with banks when you tell them what you do. You know, depending on who you get, but you go up, you know, want to draw $5,000, want to pay him $5,000, or you make a deposit to Betfair and somebody rings you up and says, "What's that?" and you say, "Oh, it's bed in sight," you know, you can almost see the astonishment and shock in their face. All these things together obviously can get you down. They can affect your performance, they can affect your own psychology, but you can control some of it because you don't need to follow people on Twitter. You know, somebody contacted me about something the other day. I get numerous thousands, and I'm not exaggerating, thousands about this particular scenario, and somebody put on there, you know, being this, being trolled, this, that, and online trader who's on Twitter, a member of FTS, Neil, he said, just follow, just unblock, just block and ignore. And that is really, it is as simple as that. You do just block and ignore. And if somebody wants to, if you like, be predatory, be a predator, let them do it. It's them looking for the response from you that makes it justified in there, because then they think, oh, I'm getting to him. And that's what ramps up their superiority. And I, you know, I say it to people, I say it to my kids, do you need it in your life? That the world was, for me, a much better place before social media. The world went on, and if social media stopped tomorrow, the world would go on. It's not something, it's not like water or air. We don't need it. And get that out of your life. So I sort of talked about being positive, but what you've got to do now, and I want to try and get into process now with you guys, is actually get into a process of sitting down, and we've talked about personality traits. We've talked about you need to learn certain skills. We've talked about positive, of actually how we build this into a process. So the first thing to do is start and see and write down. Actually write down, where do you get your feedback from? What do you, who do you listen to? What do you read? Where do you get your information from? And if you like, mark it out of 10. Give it a mark out of 10 and say, right, I'm only going to keep anything that I mark over 7 or 7 or more. And everything else, you bin. And it'll be tough, and you might sit there and go, oh, I'll give that a 7 because I want to keep it really. But, you know, there. You've got to be honest. Everything about life in general is about being honest with yourself. You've got to, fuck everybody else. You've got to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, did I do my best at what I did? And that is something that I've always done. I look in my mirror, I say, my dad was an absolute weapon of a human being, still alive, despicable, despicable man. I my first priority from sort of getting out of that scenario was, I am going to be a good father to my kids. That was my first thing. That's been mainly my sole driver in life over the last 20 years. I'm going to be the best father I can for my kids, because I do not want my kids looking back on the childhood I had and saying the things that I say about me. I want my kids to be able to say, Dad did right by us. And I want to look myself in the mirror and go, I did my absolute best for them. 100% of the time, not 80%, 100% of the time. We all make mistakes. Everybody in life makes mistakes. I make some whoppers, but 100% of the time, that's what I want to do. And then I take that into other elements of my life. When I played golf, I wanted to be the best golfer I could. When I did this, I wanted to be. So the only person that you have to answer to is look yourself in the mirror and say, have I done my absolute best? To identify the parts of that, you've got to start being honest with yourself and saying, I don't do that very well. I could do better there. We all have these conversations in our relationships. I know at times Sam says to me, you could do more around the house, because I get consumed by what I'm doing work-wise. And that's how our relationship has sort of been, particularly since the kids did. I do the work and the cooking. Sam does the gardening and looks after the house, goes out and does her RSPCA. But it doesn't mean that the two can't intertwine. I can help with the garden sometimes. I can help with the dishes, whatever it may be. But you tend to get into a routine. So I'm getting a little bit off track. So it's getting down to a process of what we want to do. And the only person, the key is, the only person you need to answer to is yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. And if you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I've been a decent person. And I go back to these sort of internet trolls and things, how they look themselves in the mirror. And they must live, whatever you may think about how nasty they are to you, they must live horrible, bitter individual lives, because they're sitting there knowing what they're doing. You know, they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. So I take solace in that. Well, mate, you've got something wrong with you. I've offered to speak to them. I've offered to have beers with them. They never do it because they want to indulge their little sadness. But from your point of view, you've got to look and say, right, am I doing my absolute best at what I do? When we then take that into betting, so the first thing is being positive, cutting out the negativity, write down where it comes from, write down the things that you look as guides, whether it be services, whether it be people, whether it be video courses, whether it be listening to me, whatever it may be. Give it a mark out of 10. And if you think that for me, and honestly, I wouldn't be offended, but say, actually, I spend half hour a day listening to that bloke. Do I get anything out of it? No. Don't listen. Bin it. Do something else with that half hour. Something that's more productive for you. So that's the first point. But then I want to actually get into the particular betting skills. And we've all seen these sort of spider graphs. So I talked about last week about being positive. So this week, when the football comes on, I want you all to have a bit of paper and only write the positive things down. We're going to focus on the positives. We're not going to focus on a late goal going against us there. We're going to focus on the positives. But then I want you to write down the elements that you think, forget what I say, forget what Peter Webb says, forget what anybody else says, the elements that you think make a good gambler, or good punter, good better, good trader, whatever we want to call it. Everybody sits arguing, don't they? Is it trading? Is it gambling? Who fucking cares, honestly? Got bigger things to worry about than what you're going to call it. And what attributes you think are required to do that. So organisation would be almost certainly one. Record keeping, discipline, the ability to place bets when you need to place bets, the ability to get the best price when you need to get the best price. All these things that you need to be a better punter, because it's process. Forget, whilst it's manual type, it's process. All these things enable you to be mentally in the right place. If they're all over the shop, you're gonna be all over the shop, and you're gonna be mentally, you know. And I get lots of people, listen, and everyone argument, oh, it doesn't matter, you can have the best process in the world, if you haven't got a method, then it's not gonna work. No, most people don't have a process at all. So it's irrespective of what method they try and think. If you haven't got a process, you've got absolutely zero chance. I firmly believe that. I know other people argue with it and they just think having a profitable edge method makes it. I've seen plenty of people with edge. I've seen plenty of people given the same bets go fucking tits up, absolute belly up, because they haven't got a process. You've got to have a process. Process builds mental strength, builds discipline, builds repetition, and that's what we need to get. So writing down all the things that you think, not I think, you think make you a better punter. And I remember years ago on the old FTS blog, I'm going back probably 10, 12 years, I said to people about having recreational bets. I don't have anything massively wrong with them. But what I said to people, I said, write down every time you have a recreational bet and add it up. and see what it comes to. And I had two or three people who did it. And one guy emailed me about a year later to thank me because all his recreational bets added up to him losing close to $5,000 a year. $5,000 a year. And he went for 12 months not doing it and took his family to Disney. And it's little things like that, removing, because you don't even know you're doing them, writing them all down. So when somebody says, oh, I only have a tenner here and I only have a fiver there, all those things, when you're trying to be a winning punter, as hard as it is, they're the bits you've got to stop because they're ill-disciplined. They're not what you're trying to do. I do have money separate from gambling. Not if I, you know, don't anymore, but if I go to Vegas, if we go to casino with Suggsy after Spurs game, whatever it may be, and I'll go, right, that's spending money. It's nothing to do with gambling. That's like money in my wallet that I'd have to go to the pub or the cinema or whatever it may be. But write them down and then give yourself marks out of 10 for those. So record keeping, give yourself a marks out of 10. Organisation, give yourself marks out of 10. Ability to accept losses. All these things, mark them. And all we're going to try and do, and I said this when I played golf, we're going to try and increase them 10%. Every element of it. You'll see people, and I'm going to go back to golf. When I practiced golf, I was always a very good driver of the ball, drove the ball really well, always a really good long iron player, wasn't a bad wedge player, but when I got within 50 yards chipping, my game started to fall apart and I wasn't a bad putter. So when I went and practiced, I'd go and hit long irons because I knew I could hit them. I'd putt a bit because I'm quite low. I tended to not practice chipping because I was bad at it. And I didn't want to stand there just duffing chips and this, that and the other. As a result, the other elements got better and I increased those. But my chipping never ever improved. It either stayed still or, if anything, got worse. And I went to see somebody when it got so bad and they said, look, You're going about it all wrong. You're practicing what you're good at and ignoring what you're bad at as if it doesn't exist. You've got to try and get that up. And that's exactly it. You know, I get loads of people, if we just put it in punting terms, I'm crap at record keeping, so I don't do it. We don't want to do record keeping after a losing day. These are all mental processes. Why are you doing something physical? You've got to fill in a spreadsheet. It's a mental process to get into. I do not go to bed still to this day and haven't done for the last 12, 13 years, doesn't matter where I am, without filling in my spreadsheets or having a process that they will get filled in. You know, a lot of it now I've automated or, you know, Paul helps me with some, whatever it may be. But to make sure that that gets done every day. I get the sweats if it's not done. It drives me mad. Again, my OCD, if the sheets haven't been done, let's say Art's built some software that does some for me and it hasn't worked, I get instantly annoyed about it. I get instantly, fuck's sake, Art, I need that. That's not Art's fault. It's my fault because I'm like that. But other people, I just don't do it. How do you, I don't do it. You know, I go to the guy I asked about the horses a couple of weeks ago. Oh, my records are in my Paddy Power account. What does that mean? If Paddy Power closed your account and you lose access to it, what are you going to do then? Oh, yeah, well, it doesn't matter, does it? Who cares? They're all mental skills that you've got to get into the discipline and you know, I go through it, people say they haven't got time. Amazing what people haven't got time, but they can watch every fucking football match, they can watch every box set that's on the planet, they can wank themselves senseless in the corner of the room, but they ain't got time to fill a spreadsheet in. Whatever it may be. So positivity, we're going to write down the positive things we're going to take forward from last week. When the football starts this week, we're only going to focus on the positives, the things that go in our favour. We're going to build up some positive, but now we're actually going to look at our own process. Mark yourselves out of 10. Mark the things where you get information from, and we're going to be ruthless. We're going to bin the shit. We're going to leave services. We're going to cut out all that noise. We're going to make ourselves focus mentally on where it should be focused or where we think it's worth. You know, I'll get worth from things that other people won't and vice versa. And then what you actually do well in regard to punting. Write down the attributes that you think you need punting, staking, bank management, discipline, organisation, time of putting bets on, all these things, record keeping, Excel, whatever it may be. You know, the saying I'm no good at Excel isn't an excuse, because if that's what you're no good at and that's part of the process we need, then we learn it. We put some effort in and that's what it built in. And having those skills, they make you mentally better. That's the whole thing. The whole thing about this is building a mindset. You can't just have a mindset the mindset has to be applied to what we're doing. And if we don't have processes and skills in place, then we need to learn them, we need to improve them so that we can take them forward and they become second nature. And ultimately, we get to a stage in a year's time where you're just getting up in the morning and you're doing these things and you're not fretting about, am I staking too much? Am I doing this? I'm going to talk more about staking next week, and I'm going to relay a story I had in Italy when I did a talk over there years ago. I did a talk for Betfair years ago, and I've got a story on staking, which I'll cover next week. But yeah, it's getting that process, but you've got to sit down yourselves. You know, again, treating this like a job. If we were opening a business, if we were going to open a shop selling toffee apples, we would have some form of business plan. What do we need to do? Who are the competition? What are we going to pay? How are we going to order? How are we going to stock? How are we going to keep track of stock? What are we going to do at the end of the day with the money? You'd all need to be mentally strong to go and open the business, but you'd still need all those processes. The two have to go together. So two elements to it is where you get your info from, actually grade it, give it out of 10, bin anything you do not need. Bin it. Be ruthless. Be honest with yourself. The only person you need to satisfy is yourself. Not what would Ian think. Not what would Secret Betting Club think. What would Betty Blogger think. Doesn't matter. What do you need in your life to help you be better? And bin the rest. And that includes me if need be. Dave's cringing again. He's telling people to leave him now. What's he doing? And then secondly, the skills that you think you need, and then mark them so you can see, I can help you then, what you need to develop. Where is it that you go wrong? Is it winning 50 quid, doing what you should be doing, but giving 100 quid away, having a punt on the horses? Be honest with yourselves. That's the real key of all of this today, is be honest with yourselves. Look yourself in the mirror and say, am I giving myself the best chance? Because it's, you know, even people I know well, I look at how they conduct themselves in this and I just think, fucking hell, it's impossible. It is impossible, because the will and the desire is just to have a bet and be involved and do something, as opposed to go back to what I said last week, actually win. We want to win money. That is all it's about. You know, I do the pod horses. There might only be, you know, today, what is there, 3-4 meetings? There's 2 horses. That's it. So I don't go looking for any more. It is what it is. That is it. That is my opportunity to win money. I don't need anything else. But other people obviously don't do that. I've got no football today. I've got 2 pod horses, which I can't find. I don't know whether I gave you these or not. See, the trouble with these, I go off on one, don't script it, and then I haven't got Scooby where I'm at. Just another Mindset Monday. Pod Horses, 16th of the 11th. Kempton, 5:30, out of reason. Kempton, 7 o'clock, Diva Kareem. There will be some mentions, guys, for you on Telegram. Mentions going really well as well. And I will add some more people to Telegram this week. I'm going to really try and catch up tomorrow and email these horses. I'm going to have a word with a guy and have a couple of days off doing them. I thought it'd be quiet today, and they've backed loads today. And it throws me in a tailspin. I don't know how you lot deal with it. I've had knockbacks from accounts. It drives me absolutely mad. Fair play to you guys who deal with this every day, you know, on your match betting, and that just drives me mad. You ask for 50 quid on a horse and it comes back and says you can have £31.50. It just drives you absolutely bananas how you lot cope with it. Fair play. That's a skill. See, it's a skill I do not have. Is it one I want to learn or develop? Not for me. No, I'll stick to Betfair and the old trading. Right, have a lovely Manic Monday. I'm going to make a lamb curry now. Finish putting these horses in, make a lamb curry. Got a bit of work to do, and then tomorrow I'll be back. Chaster, I'll do some stats for you, and we'll catch a few things up. Have a beautiful Monday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.